How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to Dragoncast. Home of House of the Dragon.
Is a foot.
Gather your small council, send out your ravens and call in your bannermen. I'm Hand of the King, Jamie East, here to guide you through the insane world of Westeros and beyond.
Well, hello there, Dragoncasters. How are you doing? It's Jamie here. It is Tuesday the 4th of July, and I'm aware that this episode has taken far, far too long to get up and put live, considering it was the accumulation of 6 months, at least 6 months, hard work. So apologies for those of you that have been waiting for our rewatch of Season 8, Episode 6 of Game of Thrones, The Iron Throne. This is that episode. Now, to those of you that have followed Dragoncast for a while, you'll know what happened here. Basically, we did this as a live stream on YouTube. So it has been available for a long time. It's been there since the live stream on the 12th of June. It's just that life and all sorts of stuff has kind of gone a bit crazy since then. And plus, there's been like things like Glastonbury, blah, 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 stuff that doesn't matter, but actually just gets in the way, which has meant that I've only just got around to putting it all together. So apologies for that. Now, a couple of housekeeping things before we begin. As you will listen to this, you will realize that we carried on. We thought we were live on YouTube. And then about 15 minutes later, realized that I'd forgotten to push the go live button. So if you were watching on YouTube, apologies for that. There's lots of name shout outs and stuff. But the idea being is that this is me and Chris sat in together in person for once in my recording studio at home, watching the final episode and commenting on it throughout. So it's a long episode because, you know, we're watching the last episode of Game of Thrones, talking about it, we're pausing it, and we're also doing a bit of rewind. So it might sound a bit weird. You know, I'm putting it up there for completists, but it's a very different episode to our normal rewatch episodes. We're not kind of dissecting and analysing and commenting in a condensed manner. We're watching it in real time. So you might want to join us. You might want to get Season 8, Episode 6 ready on your device and just press play when we press play. Or you can kind of just let it all wash over you and see what you think. Either way, this is the final Game of Thrones rewatch episode, so it's kind of poignant. And we talk about other shows that we were looking forward to watching at the end of this, bearing in mind it's now 3 weeks old. We were talking about Black Mirror and stuff like that. You will also have noticed that we haven't had an episode live since then. We've not done that. We've gone on a bit of a hiatus, a well-earned hiatus, some might say. Mainly me and Chris, but a hiatus nonetheless. We are going to come back, absolutely. In fact, Chris and I spoke yesterday, and we're meeting up for a bit of dinner next week to kind of plan what we do next. A couple of things I think we talk about. There's a few surprises in there. We do talk about it at the end, about what the future holds for Dragoncast. So enough crap from me. You've already got nearly 2 hours worth of crap on your way. It's a ridiculous... I hate long podcast episodes. I despise them. I always say podcasts should never be longer than 45 minutes. But this is a live rewatch, so it's a slightly different one. To save your ears and to save your sanity, we've split this episode into two. So there's about an hour now, and then part two is about another hour. So anyway, I'm waffling. There's enough of that. Enjoy the last ever Game of Thrones rewatch from Dragoncast.
This is very exciting.
This is really exciting. Okay, so I think let's have... Tell what we'll do. We'll have that there so we can see us.
Yeah.
Hello, Christina. Hello, Beth. Hello, Rachel Thomas. Hello, Kieran.
Hi.
Hello, Katie. Hello, Andrew. Hello, Nerd Rock from the Sun. Hello, Claire Mullins. Hello, Jean.
Hello,
Bruce. Oh, hello, Richard. Oh, this is lovely. Lots of people I recognise there from the commenting.
Yeah, some familiar faces.
Yeah. So thank you, everybody. Hello to Idaho in the States. This is wonderful. Okay, so I think we haven't really even discussed this properly about how it's going to work, but we're sat... If you're in the UK, you should kind of recognise Gogglebox, and that's how we've tried to make it. Behind the camera is a big TV where the last episode of Game of Thrones is ready to go. And I kind of think we just kind of press play and watch.
Yeah.
And we pause at moments we want to discuss.
I think so.
Yeah. I don't know if you guys there have got the episode ready to watch. There is a bit of a delay, obviously, between us talking and it appearing on YouTube. Yeah. I think about 10 seconds or so.
Some people might just want to listen to us while they're doing the washing up.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. But are we going to sing along to the titles? You bet.
Well, this is funny because we've never watched it together before.
We haven't, have we?
So... Maybe the way I watch it and the way you watch it are very different. I don't normally sing along to it.
I don't really. No, I'm too busy. Let me just get my recordings up.
For people who do watch our podcast on YouTube, we're inside Jamie's podcasting lair.
This is it.
And this is the first time I've been round. First time I've been invited, I'd like to add.
Well, yeah, true.
And it really is like going on set of a film. I recognise all these tchotchkes and curios from the background of your window on the podcast.
This is it. This
and
is where we are.
It's quite something. It's quite something.
It's about 20 years worth of collections of absolute shite. And some nice stuff as well. It's all my gorilla. You see all the gorillas memorabilia?
It's amazing. Yeah. It's really good.
That's the stuff that Paddy McGuinness got cross about, the ones in the back.
Yeah.
That's the car that Paddy McGuinness messaged me going, have you bought this one, you shite?
So this is the last episode of our rewatch, and we're ending with the ultimate episode, the last ever episode of Game of Thrones.
Yep. Game of Thrones season 8, episode 6.
And
best tweet.
Yeah, you should
let people know that we're on.
How are you feeling about this being the end of our watch along? Because we've been doing it for a long time.
A long time. I feel kind of sad. I feel kind of excited to kind of like look forward to the things that we want to do with Dragoncast in the future, but also it does feel kind of like the end of an era, but it's a slight return, really, because where are we now? We're June.
We are.
House of the Dragon season 2 is, if rumours are to be believed, going to be...
About a year.
But maybe roughly about a year from where we are now.
Yeah.
So we haven't got that long, because all the build-up will start before then.
That's true.
We'll start getting photos. You never know. We might get invited on the set. Sky, if you're listening. HBO, if you're listening. You never know. We're gunning for
that. We'll sit in economy.
We would sit in economy.
Premium economy.
There's any Cornwall.
No, they've been in Spain.
Oh, have they?
They've been in Spain. I would go... Yeah, I'd definitely do economy to Cornwall, but I'd have to fly.
They do do... You do a quick flight, 25 minutes or so from City Airport to Newquay.
Super quick. It's funny though, isn't it? Like, we're at the very end. I'm feeling really excited about this episode, and I know the sort of dialogue around season 8 is that it's not as good, that the whole thing turns to shit, and we've talked about that at various points, But I'm going into this feeling really excited because I know what it is.
Yeah.
And I think that helps.
I've not watched this episode since.
Me neither.
I'm trying to remember, because with Thronecast, so obviously I kind of remember being quite emotional because it was going to be what we thought, and yeah, still maybe the last ever episode of Thronecast. So I remember kind of being a bit kind of sad about that, because what a great gig, what a great job that is. And so, but we didn't get to see any advance screenings at all, not even Sue. So I was up at 2 a.m. watching it with Mrs. East. And yeah, I kind of like, it kind of feels weirdly close to be watching it from the Succession finale as well, because very similar feelings where you invest, you know, and you guys watching and listening have the same feelings. You invest so much time and energy and into theorizing and getting to know these characters and getting angry and getting shocked and crying and being sad and stuff, that it does, you do enter a weird mourning period, I think, with shows.
Yeah,
it's not, and it's not, I don't think it's anything silly. You know, Game of Thrones was 10 years of my life.
Yeah.
You know, it's a fucking long time.
Also, it did get bigger and bigger and bigger in a way that, like, I just don't feel like we've seen since, and I don't remember really a time where it was on that scale. After season three, it just grew and grew.
I think
it was really something to kind of witness that, whether you like where it went or not. And I think what we've both felt on the rewatch is how much easier it is to be at peace with the bits we don't like.
Yeah.
Because it is a show. It has a beginning, a middle, and an end. And I think when you know the whole, when you can see the whole picture, I think it's a lot easier to appreciate all of it.
Yeah.
In its entirety. So I'm really excited.
They're having a sweepstake as to when we're actually going to start the episode.
Listen, do you know what? I just looked
allow
at this.
Allow us our indulgence, will you?
Looked at the screen. It's an hour and a
it
half.
Is an
Did
hour
you
and
remember
a half.
It being an hour and a half?
No.
Okay, well,
what can you remember from this episode? Because I can remember Daenerys. I can remember Bran the Storyteller or Bran... Is it the Bran the Storyteller?
Something like that.
Something like that. I can't really remember much else.
All I would say is I can't quite figure out how it's 90 minutes long based on what I remember, but...
Yeah, they're the only two things I remember.
But maybe we should just dive in.
Let's do it. Okay, here we go. Season 8, Episode 6, Game of Thrones for the last time.
Here we go.
Let's just forward through all the Volvo.
Okay.
That's Brian Cox doing an advert there. Here we go.
Here we go.
Right, so we press play. We're on the titles if anyone's joining us.
Yeah.
They really were amazing titles, weren't they?
We've just got to Winterfell on the titles if you're for timestamps. Yeah, I think what they did with the intro this season was really clever. Sort of less useful now that we've all had all the big battles, but really clever.
Yeah.
Feels like they planned it from the start, which they obviously did not. But I feel like they did a really good job with that.
It does look great. It always amazes me, though, that, like, I think we said it before, especially around Succession as well, is that theme music become so part of the amazingness of it all, and the title sequence as well, and all of that was dreamt up before they knew that people were going to like it. The pressure of coming out with a decent theme tune, like, fills me with anxiety.
A lot of intros now are very minimalist. The Barry one is just the word Barry.
Yeah,
you know.
Well, these must have cost a fortune.
Yeah, I love it. I love one of the best intros ever made.
Absolutely. Here we go. We're going in.
Going in. Okay.
I can't remember what the opening shot was. So we're just in Arya Leggett on the White Horse, haven't we? That was the Tyrion walking through the wreckage. Great season 8 hair from Dinklage.
And beard.
Good beard. Good thick beard. Doesn't have the gap in the filter.
We can but dream.
Yeah.
Oh, dead child. First but not the last, this episode, I think.
If you've just joined us, you're listening to Jamie and Chris watching Season 8, Episode 6, Game of Thrones. Like a burnt corpse, kind of like thousand-yard stare.
Yeah.
Was this on the set? I think this was on the set of Titanic in Belfast, I think it would have been, wouldn't it?
There's John just behind him as well.
So the headspace is, holy shit. She only went and did it. This is awful. I mean, there's just skulls everywhere.
Yes.
It's not a victory march, is it?
I feel like I didn't notice how many skeletons were in this initially. They're everywhere. It's like, where's Wally?
The charred remains of the horse that the girl was... That Maze, that Arya couldn't save.
Oh, yeah, is that right? Yeah.
Yeah. Right, I need to get this comments up on my...
Yeah, can you do that? Because I can't read.
It's not safe.
Yeah.
Let me send some men
with you. Are we still there? I think we're still there. Yeah. Let's just check. Tyrion's going in alone. This is where he finds Cersei and Jaime.
Yes, that's why he does. Yeah, we need the show needs him to find them by himself to have that moment. Because I'd be like, please give me 70 men.
Yeah.
I'm terrified of this woman. Turns out I was wrong. There's a bell. The bell from the bells.
I think that is the bell.
The titular bell.
See comments. Here we go. Can I see comments?
In the name of the one true queen, Daenerys Targaryen, I sentence you to die.
So Grey Worm, he's done well to last this long, hasn't he?
Jacob did really well to stay in the show this long.
Oh dear. This feels out of character a bit.
But he's only ever known servitude. You know, Grey Worm doesn't... I mean, he's doing this out of loyalty to her.
No, true.
But he doesn't know anything else. It's where the scale of it starts to really sink in, that no one's innocent in Daenerys' eyes.
Yeah. We have started. We're just at the scene, if you're watching, we're just at the scene where Grey Worm and Jon are outside the Castle of the Red Keep.
Ooh. Grey Worm's just slit someone's throat. Thanks, mate.
How are you feeling about Cersei and Jaime's departure now? Because
I think it was right that they went out when they did. I think it's sort of weird there was no confrontation with Cersei because the show made her to be such a big sort of antagonist.
Yeah.
But when we watched episode 5, I thought it actually felt fitting that we got them out of the way because they're...
Yeah, because otherwise we'd have had the first 20 minutes of this, exactly. Half an hour of this would be all about the execution you need, of Cersei.
I think what you need in the finale is her allies to realise she's never going to change.
Yeah.
And Cersei and Jaime and Qyburn and everyone like that, they are always going to be opposing her, so it doesn't really work in the same way. But
yeah. And... It didn't occur to me at first, but Tyrion's the last remaining Lannister now, right?
Yeah. Yeah, the last one. And it's what you know, what I will say is you realise the show has kept a lot of people from houses alive.
Yeah.
Yara Greyjoy, for example, Sansa's uncle, Edmure Tully.
Oh,
They Robin, Aaron.
The Bear Island, the Mormonts.
No, she died.
But is there no other Mormonts at all?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, because Jorah's dead as well, isn't it? Oh,
but there's a lot of these strays that they build society back in this episode, don't they? They have a small council and
that's
vote.
That's right, yeah.
And it's quite clever, I suppose, because I kept thinking, why is Yara alive? Well, they obviously knew they were going to kill Theon.
So that's Tyrion has gone to the tunnel where he told Jaime that the boat would be waiting for him, and he's trying to work out if Jaime got out or not, isn't he?
Yeah, and he goes all the way. I mean, this must be, all talking of throwbacks, this is basically the route that Arya ran through when she was escaping in season one. She chased pigeons.
Oh, yeah.
Overhears about the plot to kill Ned, and she gets lost in the tunnels.
Fuck, yeah.
And he's essentially recreating that in reverse, that route.
And here he is, he's about to find them.
I'm shocked that this tunnel is stable. There's the tell.
Just listen to the guys. If you want to, let me just pause this just for a sec.
Yeah, go for it.
So, a few people commenting. Richard has the HBO logo ready to go. We are 30 minutes. We're about 10 minutes in. We're now at the scene where
Tyrion's just about to discover Jaime's hand.
Yeah.
With 13 minutes in.
Yeah.
Jump ahead.
Yeah. So I think, but I'm just checking that people can see this. I'm seeing people commenting that they're still waiting. Can you hear me? Do let us know. I'll wait until I get a comment.
Yeah, we'll just hold off for a sec. We want people to...
Because I want to just check that we are live still. Oh, my God. Have I not clicked the go live thing?
Oh, my God, are you kidding? Are you actually joking? Are you joking? Are you kidding? So, what does that mean?
Can you hear me, everybody? Are we live now? Guys, right. Fuck. I don't even know where to start with this.
I'm going to let you do the explaining on this one, sir.
We had it all set up and going, and we've been recording and watching it, and I just saw a button at the top right of the screen says start stream. I couldn't understand why you guys were commenting, saying that you were waiting for us. I was like, what do we mean we're waiting for us? We're 10 minutes in. Oh, right. If you've started, really sorry about this, forward it to the moment where Tyrion is about to discover Cersei and Jaime's bodies.
13 minutes in. I wouldn't say it's the most gripping 13 minutes so far.
You haven't really missed anything. We've had a bit of a chat about just how excited...
Wait, has all of our chat just not been...
We've recorded it. We've got a recording for the pod.
Great.
But
I thought we were having some good conversation.
We did have some good chat.
Okay.
Sorry, I did go through and I did say hello to everybody. Hello to Idaho. Hello, Ivan. Hello, Crump. Hello, Claire. Hello, Bruce. Hello, John. Hello, Beth. Hello, Unreal. JDV.
Thank you all for coming.
Thank you so much for coming. Really sorry about that.
Final hiccup. That was it.
That was it. We're now live.
We're now live on the YouTubes.
On the tubes. So,
oh, man, I can't believe everyone missed all of our. Well,
thankfully, we've only missed like 5 minutes of the show. So if you can, get through to if you're watching along with us, we'll wait. Hang on for 30 seconds.
Yeah.
we're just at the moment where Tyrion has just seen where Cersei's body is.
Yeah.
So let us know what you think.
Give people another second to just recalibrate.
And we've set it up, just so you know, we've set it up because we are doing it like Gogglebox. So behind the camera is the big TV.
Yeah.
Imagine if I'd done like the whole show.
Mate.
And I'm like, people are saying they're still waiting for
the
us.
The thing is, I trust, given the paraphernalia around here, that you know what you're doing. There's a lot.
I genuinely do know what I'm doing. I just haven't pushed the last button.
That make me think, there's a man that knows. But anyway, this is new territory for both of us.
This is.
This is the first time we've actually watched an episode together.
It is.
For the pod, because we do them remotely.
Ever, actually. Did we? I don't think we ever even, when it was on, we didn't.
We went to we were both at the season 5 premiere at the Tower of London.
Oh, we were, weren't we? Yes, that's right. Yeah, yes. Yeah.
We had a very nice conversation, actually. I'm surprised you don't remember.
Bad old days of Jamie. Bad old days.
It was like encountering a genuine celebrity.
I'd just hosted the bloody thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was tired and emotional.
Tired and emotional after a busy day.
I can't give you a counter, because on the Sky Planner it says 13 minutes, but there was ads and stuff. So it's at the moment where Tyrion and has just discovered Cersei. You know what? We've wasted your time enough now. You've been very patient.
As long as you're roughly where we are.
Yeah. So
this will be it. All right, we're going. Tyrion's.
There's no timestamp because I'm watching it on Sky, so there's no real timestamp on it.
Tyrion's pulling a few bricks out of the rubble.
You can see Jaime's hand.
That hand was quite important in the end, because if he didn't have it,
I'd never seen it.
Wouldn't have seen it. All joking aside, this is amazing from Dinklage, isn't it?
He is brilliant. He really grew with the show, didn't he?
Yeah. Yeah. I think in the last 2 seasons as well, all the loyalties of the 3 siblings, it's always up in the air and it's changing like the wind, but it does track.
My only comment would be, if all those rocks had fallen on them,
they'd be smashed to shit.
Look like a fucking pancake.
Also, they were like 2 bricks deep.
Yeah,
but they got buried.
Yeah, they're on top of a lot of bricks there.
It's quite an odd choice to have them get buried by bricks, I think. I mean, this is one of the things on the rewatch. I'm like, what an odd way to kill them off.
Yeah.
But I respect it.
I can't think of another way that they could have gone rather than a big showdown.
Well, I thought they were going to do like death by like suicide pills, like Hitler and his wife.
Okay, Eva Braun.
Eva Braun, yeah.
Or if you believe the conspiracy theorists, he went off to live on a farm in Argentina and died when he was 86.
Well, there you go.
I don't believe that for a second.
So Arya's facing up to all the Dothraki and the violence, just witnessing all this again. This was a big part of last episode for her, was choosing to leave the violence.
John just doesn't give a shit, does he? Approaches horses from behind. I was always terrified of doing that.
You never approach a horse from behind. He'll get killed again if he's not careful.
So, is he mad at this point? Oh, here's one of the most... Here comes the best shot of season 8.
The most fascist-looking shots on the show.
Yeah. But also just the lining up of the camera with the dragons behind.
This is also the point where I remember thinking Arya's not abandoned her idea to kill Cersei. She's just moved her target to Daenerys. And I was shocked that she didn't do it. But she just killed the Night King. So she needs a break. But
this bit here reminds me of like Rogue One or like, like quite Star Wars.
Force Awakens, there's a big scene where they
blow up
a planet with Donald Gleeson.
Yeah, that's exactly it, isn't it? Because the Unsullied look quite imperial, don't
they? They do. And it's so interesting that they were liberated, but they're just serving another master.
They're just the same thing in the cold
now. They're just weapons. But he realizes, I think this is...
He knows now what he's got to do, doesn't he?
Yes, but I think he realizes the violence and everything she stands for is systemic. All the generals, all the lieutenants, all the Dothraki, they all believe...
Look at that shit.
Oh.
Now, she got changed since
yes,
the last episode.
She has.
So after all of that, she was like, just going to fix my hair, back in a tank.
Good luck finding a powder room now that you blew the place up, but...
I kind of think it must be like Ozzy Osbourne before he goes on stage and has that little booth to the side.
Yeah. Also, don't you think she dresses a lot like Cersei now? It's very tight.
Yeah.
Very restrictive clothing. It looks... We've seen this with the women, Sansa particularly, and Cersei. The way the fashion starts to look like armour.
You can see the reflection of it on the flame. That's how we... On the picture frame.
I love that.
That's how we're getting around the HBO copyright.
You killed my enemies in their iron suits.
Cersei tells Margaery the story in season 3, then the same happens to them. Yes, you're right. The reason for Jaime and Cersei, according to Unreal JDV, is because it's the same as the way the Reigns of Castamere were killed by Tywin.
Nice.
Love that.
That's a good allusion there. One of the things I think that she's just not given any consideration to is, what does a society look like where all of my loyal soldiers like to rape and pillage and shag their horses?
Yeah, yeah.
Where are they going to go?
Are you still with us? Thank you so much. We're just going to go for a quick break and I advise you take one too. We've got a long way to go.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at Burrow.com/ACAST, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/ACAST.
What strikes me most about this is that this is what they've all been wanting.
Mm.
And actually, this feels more terrifying than anything Cersei or the Lannisters have in place.
It does. A lot of the Lannister, you know, they didn't really care about the common people, whereas Daenerys has just killed most of them. And that feels so much worse, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Even her sleeves look like dragon wings, don't they? Yeah. They're sort of tattered slightly.
And this is her first speech as, like, king of the queen of the universe, but she's.
This is the scary bit. The war's not over, she said.
We're going to liberate all the people of the world.
That's when you realise no one is safe in this country.
She's off to Dawn, from Lannisport to Carth.
Carth, you're going to go back over the ocean.
The Summer Isles to the Jade Seas.
Yeah, this is where I start to lose the... You just want to kill everybody.
Yeah, there's no real logic, is there?
Like, really? I know she's lost her grip. That's the point. We know that. But it's starting to be a bit like, take a day off.
Yeah.
Right? Like, have a sit down.
But surely she's lost a lot of her army anyway as well. There don't seem to be that many there. They've just fought the Night King.
I think the support, also, we know that she... No one really liked her when she came to Westeros. So this is something she's not had for a while. This undying support.
Yeah.
And she's basically being radicalized in real time, isn't she? She's in the sort of Westeros' echo chamber.
Yeah.
But it's just it does happen fast. I don't want to lay into the show really today, but it does.
Tywin wearing
Tyrion.
Is Tyrion wearing Vivian Westwood pirate boots? I think it might be.
Yes. It's like the Devil Wears Prada. Are those the Vivian Westwood pirate boots? Yes, they are. You freed your brother. You committed treason. I freed my brother. You slaughtered a city.
I freed my brother and you slaughtered the city.
Ooh, that's a good shot.
Yeah. Throw down the brooch.
This is also the...
Oh, I forgot about this. The Unsullied have stopped. What's she going to do? Is she going to kill Tyrion?
That stamping of the sticks, though, it's what happened to Astapor when she liberated everyone, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. Take him.
It's interesting that she wouldn't just have him killed.
Yeah.
But John and Tyrion are on the same page at this point. We have to stop her.
I mean, John must be thinking, I've really fucked up here.
He should have just taken the job.
Because, well, he should have taken the job. And also, I'm just going to pause it.
Because, we'll pause in here.
Just paused it for a sec. So John, at this point, he'd been told by Varys and by Tyrion that this was going to happen.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, she's my queen. Gotta trust my queen. And now, it's, you know, blood's on his hands a little bit as well now.
Yeah. I feel like he... I mean, it's not his fault because he's known her for, like, what, a month at this point?
She's his auntie.
He's known her for about a month. She seemed cool, a little flirty... Mutual interests, yeah. And now it's like every single person in Westeros and other continents needs wiped out.
Yeah.
I mean, she's proposing ethnic cleansing on a scale that, like, is just unheard of.
Well, she's become the Mad Queen, hasn't she?
She's become mad. But I feel like even, I mean, I'm going to, like, my knowledge of the Mad King is thin. Even he wasn't like, let's go to uncharted parts of the world and kill all those people.
Wipe them out.
You've only got one dragon left.
Yeah.
I've pressed anyway, play again. We're back on. Snuck up on him.
What happened?
Came to kill Cersei.
Not technically true. I mean, yes, but...
Yeah. She's everyone's queen now.
Yeah, I think we all know a killer after what we just witnessed.
Arya saying, I know a killer when I see one. Was it the dragon slaughtering thousands in front of your very eyes that may have given it away? We're at a commercial break. I'm just forwarding through that for a second.
It's interesting, though, that Jon's identity was protected to save his life, and now he's come out as Aegon the fifth or sixth, I can't remember.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, you're now a threat to someone else on the throne.
Yeah.
You're going to get killed, even though it's your aunt. Some things don't change.
Yeah. But basically, everyone's giving John the eye, saying, mate, sort her out.
Have a word with your girlfriend. They've got Tyrion kept in a sort of larder. I presume the prisons were all barricaded.
It does look like something Boggis and Bean. Our queen doesn't keep prisoners for long. I suppose there's a crude kind of justice. I betrayed my closest friend and watched him burn. Now Varys's ashes can tell my ashes. See, I told you. Were they really good friends, Varys and Tyrion?
They were sort of like just kind loose of like, acquaintances.
They were work colleagues that just kept getting promoted together, weren't they?
Mm.
I don't think they did many drinks after work, did they? Not that I've seen. I should be thankful. I'm going to take a picture for posterity and put it on our Twitter account.
Not what she says.
Yeah, exactly. The war is not over. Did she sound like someone who's done fighting? It just looks knackering, doesn't it? I mean, the long night was when?
3 days ago.
3 days
ago. I don't know.
I think it was meant to be a couple of weeks, maybe.
Yeah.
But a couple of weeks ago, they had the long night.
I would argue.
Then they had that massive fucking chaotic battle. And now they're always like, right, we've got to go off and let's go to Astapor.
Yeah.
Like,
I'd argue, if I was Sansa up in Winterfell, I'd think, you guys are not, you're going to get tired before my lot do.
Yeah.
Like. That's true.
When you're standing far from the battlefield, would you have done it? What? What? You've been up there on a dragon's back. You've had that power. Would you have burned the city down? Of course he wouldn't. He's Jon Snow.
Of course not.
Yes. Not even the thinking woman's crumpet. Every woman's crumpet. Every man's crumpet. Looks like he'd really enjoy a nice bath.
I know, he does, doesn't he? Get some shampoo in those locks.
Right. Can you guys on the stream hear the TV show that we're listening to, or does it just go dead quiet when we're watching?
I know. The thing is, I'm quite gripped. I keep forgetting to say anything. It's interesting because she's constantly been torturing and maiming and murdering. It's just always been people that we don't like.
Yeah.
And the show's...
And that's like, oh, I'm going to say it. These are nice people.
She burnt all those Dothraki alive in a hut and you sort of go, yes, queen.
Yeah.
And now it's like, oh, but this isn't in service of anything. Like, you're not... This isn't badass. This isn't...
Oh, Claire says, they can't hear the TV, but that's fine. They won't get sued by HBO.
This is good for our lawyers, isn't it?
But Richard says, John's dressed like the Night King. He is, you're right. He has got the same kind of like that waxed barber.
Yeah.
It's like...
It is water repellent. It looks water repellent.
I'd say it is. It's waxed, isn't it? Gotta be.
But yeah, a lot of this front bit of the episode is really trying to get us to understand why John is about to do what he's going to do.
Yeah.
Her decision to suddenly want to wipe everyone off the face of the earth.
We just have to roll with that.
We just have to roll with it.
Because her anger was at Cersei, wasn't it? That's all the anger was directed.
I thought when we did the rewatch, I was struck at how it was clear throughout 7 and 8 that her big thing was, I've come all the way back here after wanting to come here all my life and I don't know why the fuck I'm here.
Yeah.
That seemed like a big thing on my rewatch. Like, oh, you wanted it so badly.
And look,
and you got
it,
and you're like, I don't know why I wanted this.
Yeah.
She could have had a pretty good life doing something else, but the lure of what she thought she wanted sort of like blinded
her. When should she have stopped?
Good question. When she robbed that guy and locked him in the vault in Carth.
Yeah.
She had enough money to buy a nice house,
a few
servants.
That's all we want, isn't it?
A few legs of lamb.
Yeah.
That's the point she could have jumped off, but...
Yeah. Could have just checked out. It's like winning the lottery at 45. It's like, what do you do? Do you go back to work or do you just think, fuck it? She could have just fucked it. She could have. Instead, she's ended up like that guy with all the jewellery that built the motocross thing in his back garden.
Exactly.
And blew all the money and got an Asbo.
I think that, we don't get enough time with it. It's a big show, loads of people. We've kind of lost track of Daenerys a little bit. I'm surprised they're this torn over it. But I guess part of it is it's going to be very hard to kill her because she's got like 50 million people around her.
Yeah.
It's
a terrible thing I'm asking. It's also the
right thing. Do you think I'm the last man she'll execute? No, you're not the last man she's going to execute, Tyrion.
I don't understand why John's torn, though, still.
I think it's just hard. I think it's just, not easy.
Is it because he's made the wrong choice or because he's still finding it hard to accept that he's going to kill the Women of Fantasies?
Maybe he
Peter
feels...
Peter Sutcliffe did that all the time.
Well, indeed. made a living out of it. I might wonder how much of it makes him think of Ygritte as well. This, like, it was never going to work, so I've wasted all this time falling in love with her.
Yeah.
He should have stayed up there with Ygritte.
Well, that's where he goes back at the end, isn't it? That's
indeed.
His spiritual home. Your sisters, do you see them bending the knee? No, because she's going to fucking kill them. No, they won't. Yeah. You do, John.
John's sort of still at this point thinks the North is safe from Daenerys. And obviously, you, me, everyone watching, Tyrion knows.
Yeah.
Because she's just fucking said so.
Yeah.
She's going to go for anyone that let Cersei stay in power. She thinks everyone's complicit.
Yeah.
Seems so harsh.
does he just pop off and do it now, does he? Or does he wait a bit?
It must be now. It must be now.
Yeah, this is it.
And, you know, this is all the way back to season two when we saw the throne room. We thought it was covered in snow. And it's ashes.
So this is ash, isn't it? It's not
this snow. Is ash. Yeah. I mean, it's kind of crazy, isn't it? Because, I mean, it really does look like snow.
Yeah.
For all intents and purposes, it is snow.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's a great shot. Oh, yeah, Drogon, like, underneath the ash, waking from a sleep.
What the fuck?
I'd forgotten about that shot.
That's absolutely batshit, because why the fuck would the dragon want to sleep there?
Protecting the front door.
Oh, right, yeah. Yeah. Kind of like Cerberus.
Yes.
The three-headed dog.
Had a sniff. So Drogon's just had a sniff of Jon.
Drogon's like, oh, I know you.
I know you. You can
You're
go
one
in.
Of us.
You won't stab her.
I love that she's like got all these guards and she employs a dragon that is asleep to do the final background check.
It's quite Harry Pottery. They have the big dog called Tiny.
The three-headed dog, yeah.
Oh, is that what you meant? No, it wasn't.
Cerberus. Well, that's what it's based off, yeah.
The
three-headed dog from Greek mythology.
This is it. So this was the shot that we saw, that she saw in her vision.
It's crazy that the throne room is just blown apart.
Yeah.
And this is the first time she's been to the throne room, clearly.
Yeah. Does she cut herself on it? Or was that just in her dream?
I can't remember.
Or am I thinking of King Viserys, aren't I? Didn't he cut himself?
She should cut herself on it. It's a really, really good scene, this.
Yeah.
She's all alone. For the first time in years, she's all alone.
Yeah.
And she's got nothing to do.
There's no cake.
Looks a bit like frosting, though, doesn't it? Yeah. All that ash.
And it all comes down to this.
Come to symbolise everything she's done.
Yeah.
Her whole life, really. Since we met her.
And she's touching it.
And she's touching the hilt, because it's obviously made of swords, but I thought all the swords pointed up. She found the bit that's not sharp.
They've got to have something to hold on to on the
arms. Yeah, that's true.
Somewhere to put your remote. There's John in the background, out of focus.
Oh, yeah, you spotted him before I did. She's going to sit on it for the first time. Maybe she doesn't get cut. Maybe that's too on the nose.
Does she actually sit on it? I'm not sure she does.
Oh, my God, I don't think she does.
When I was a girl, my brother told me it was made with 1,000 swords from Aegon's fallen enemies. What do 1,000 swords look like in the mind of a little girl who can't count to 20?
Realizing it's the dream is so much bigger than the reality.
But in the but George's book, it was massive, wasn't it? And we've seen in House of Dragon that it's actually much a different bigger. Throne, a bit more elaborate, isn't it?
Much bigger. Have you been down there? Have you seen children, little children, burned? Try to make peace
with Cersei. John trying to rationalise with her. We should be watching the YouTube clip of the script reading at this point as well. You can forgive all of them. Make them see they made a mistake. Make them understand. John trying to plead to her better judgment.
She doesn't have forgiveness in her.
No.
Can't hide behind small mercies.
We can't hide behind small mercies.
Won't be built by men in the world we have.
The world we need. indeed is a world of mercy. It has to be.
And it will be. It's not easy to see something that's never been.
But she's fanatical at this point.
Mm. And she thinks John's just trying to plead with her to be kind to everybody, and really is pleading with her to give her a reason not to kill her.
It's interesting because she needs. She seems to need him.
Well, she ain't got a hand of the king for a start.
I think she does really love him.
Hmm.
But I don't think he ever loved her as much.
No.
Be with me. Build the new world with me. This is our reason. It has been from the beginning, since you were a little boy with a bastard's name. And I was a little girl who couldn't count.
I don't like the lighting in this scene.
And I don't like the references to when we were both little boys and girls, when they're related. Oh,
they're kissing, and
I think if someone,
you are dead.
Oh, he did it. Oh my God. Wow.
Silent death.
Oof. Blood out the nose and the mouth.
Bit of CGI blood there.
He looks shocked that he even did that.
Yeah. It's like, I fucked it now. And then it's...
Like, I was just going to say, if someone unsheathed their sword while kissing me... Someone unsheathed their sword while kissing me, easy.
Yeah.
I think I would notice.
Yeah.
Because you see, you know...
He reached round. It was a bit more obvious when you're watching it.
It's a,
it?
When you know it's coming. But she was. I just think she's so much more into him at this point.
Yeah.
Obviously, because he's kind of seen her murder a load of children.
Yeah.
But that's really. I've never really picked up on just how much she loves him.
No.
Even if it's a bit fanatical.
Very weird. Very weird.
Really good though.
So Cersei's just been stabbed.
Daenerys has just been stabbed, not Cersei.
Sorry, Daenerys just been stabbed. And we are only halfway through the episode.
But I thought Daenerys died sooner in a weird way, because I'm a bit like, God, that's 42 minutes.
In fact, Richard's just said this all happens earlier in the episode than I remember.
Really?
Yeah. No, she didn't. She never got to...
Nothing's really happened yet. Not to... No shade to HBO, but...
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah.
Neil says, am I the only one who turned up to this party in fancy dress? No, I'm here as a children's BBC presenter.
We should have worn clothes. We should have worn fancy costumes, but...
I haven't got any of my stuff here. I could have dug out my...
Crazy props.
And here comes Drogon.
Here comes Drogon.
This is where John's just like, let's all be calm.
Why, does Drogon just sense drama, do you think?
Well, there must be like that connection between...
Because if I was Jon and I'd stabbed the queen who's got a murderous dragon, I'd have fucked off by now.
Legged it.
Or I'd have hidden in a toilet.
Yeah. You're in all sorts of trouble now. I must admit, when I first watched this, I thought Jon was toast here.
Yeah.
I thought that was going to be...
I thought they'd die together weirdly as well. John, get away, man.
Yeah. She's gone, eyes closed, by herself. Knife.
Still kept the knife in her.
Right, John, Drogon's there. Just go, I've just found her.
Get out.
I just found her like this.
She will like that when I got here.
This is nuts. And smell that she's dead, and he's gonna go batshit.
And then I love that
Drogon
his
does look scary.
Yeah, he looks fucking huge. He's obviously checking that she's not asleep or acting. What was that like for Emilia Clarke? Did she just have some green screen shovel just
some guy in down like a her back? Suit.
Yeah.
Here we go. She gets a big old bollocking from Drogon.
Uh-oh.
Now,
why why is he doing this?
Now,
okay, Drogon is just barbecuing the Iron Throne, but okay, go on.
I've just paused it.
Go on.
This is a bit naff.
Well, what he's just started doing though, which I didn't know, is burn the area around the throne.
Yeah.
So he'll burn the throne. I feel like when I remembered it, I thought he was like...
I thought he just melted the throne.
I'm going to burn the throne symbolically, yeah, which I just think...
Was that not what it was?
But he's... Look, he's just going... If you go... Well, you have to go back. But he started going left and then he sort of...
Yeah.
He's just pissed off.
But...
Now he's burning symbolic. The throne.
I don't know. I just kind of...
I agree with you, though. It's stupid.
It's a bit kind of like... This animal that's just bent on rage.
He doesn't know what that is.
Yeah, he's got no idea what that thing is. All he knows is that his master is dead.
That looks fake as fuck.
Now what's going to happen?
John's like, oh, I'm toast. And Drogon just goes, nope. I think I'll just go away.
Well, I've forgotten about that. He takes Daenerys with him, doesn't he?
Oh, well, in his claws?
Yeah. I'd forgotten that. So that's it. The throne is no more. The wheel has been broken. She did break the wheel.
In dying, she broke the wheel. Because as long as there was a Targaryen... There was always going to be this pursuit, right? That's what I remember thinking at the time.
There is still a Targaryen.
Yeah, but you know. He's
the most daintiest of claws.
What the fuck is... that's the tip of his wing, right?
Yeah. So he's off now. We never really know where he takes her.
How does he... So does he get Daenerys... Does
anyone in the comments know where they go?
Does he get Daenerys' body... Oh...
So he just like, that's it. I'm taking her, I'm off.
I'm sorry, but... She is not going to be in one piece when he lands. He's going to lose her head somewhere over the narrow sea. There's an arm missing.
Someone in flea bottom. Like,
a fucking head fell out of the sky. That's crazy. Also, I know it's just CGI. I would love it if Emilia Clarke had to be strapped into some device and catapulted through the sky. That is...
Saying the reflection is helpful. So we're just on a
that is a
break.
Choice. That is a choice. I think Paul mute it so we can chat during the break.
Yeah.
Does that sound like a good idea? I think that is batshit still. But
that was crazy. Okay, that's it for part one. You can go and have a snooze, have a sleep, go about your day, do whatever you want to do, or you can just jump straight into part two, which is available now wherever you get your podcasts. See you in a bit.
If you'd like to get involved in the podcast, just head over to Twitter @DragonCast_pod or email DragonCast@daftdoris.com and leave us your Easter eggs, predictions and thoughts on the show. You can also watch this episode over on our YouTube channel. Just search for DragonCast Jamie East. Any support, whether it's a follow, a share, a mention to your friend on the bus or a tattoo on your backside is very much appreciated. DragonCast is hosted by me, Jamie East, along with Chris Mandel and is a Daft Doris production.
Drakkar. Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.